Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone I can see, and everyone online as well. Lovely to be here as a community, all together. The reading this morning is from Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the winds and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked the disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As Sheila said, what a fitting reading for this morning. I thought it was pretty fitting when I started looking at it about a week and a half ago. But gosh, it's even more fitting after these storms that have raged through. These storms. Got three things to say this morning. The first thing is titled "Part of the Journey." The second thing is God is with us always. And the third thing is have faith, trust, thy will be done. And we say that in every time in the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus taught us to say that. Thy will be done. So, let's have a look. Storm. Ferocious storms. Those waves. We've seen pictures of waves just like that, haven't we? Down south. Coming over that lighthouse. And in our reading this morning, every time you read a section of the Bible, each new time you read it, something new comes to you, doesn't it? Something resonates with you. And as soon as I read that, I resonated to me that it was Jesus. It was Jesus that said, didn't he? He said, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." He suggested that they went. He knew. He knew. He knew what was going to happen. Jesus does know. God does know. And that day he knew. He knew that journey for those disciples. And it is part of their journey with Christ. And our life is a journey with Christ. Storms were then, and really, really are, part of our journey, part of our life. Looking back to that storm, it was in a particular place. It was on the Sea of Galilee. Now, the Sea of Galilee, geographically, is very interesting. It's 700 feet below sea level, the actual sea is, and it's surrounded by mountains which are 2,000 feet high. And what happens is the wind is like funneled down through the Sea of Galilee. And as we've heard today, squalls, it's a lovely word, isn't it? Squalls. Squalls are incidents, not overly regular incidents, but are incidents on that water. Now, a squall, I looked it up on Google, it's a sudden, violent gust of wind. And a squall on that water just lifts the water really high,
really high. And that's what happened. Well, we've weathered a few storms lately, haven't we? They've all had names. Didn't used to have names, did they? Did they? No. If they've got them now, they go through the alphabet. I taught to them in year seven at St. Aidan's, and we talked about storms, and they looked at me when I said they didn't used to have names, because from those children's point of view, storms have always had names, but they're not always had names for me. And we try to remember the latest one. Well, our latest one is Eunice. Is that right? Yeah, Eunice. I'm thinking about some of the other ones. There was one which, it feels like about 4 weeks ago, outside our house, a massive tree came down, massive tree. No damage, thank goodness, no damage. There was another tree that came down. I don't know if anyone saw a picture. A tree came down in a place called Appley Bridge on the way to Bradford, and it landed on the middle of a van. Did anyone see that picture on the news? It landed on the middle of a van, yeah. And inside that van at that time, there was a chap just about to go cycling in the woods. There's a mountain bike trail up there. I spent many an hour there with my son. And he was getting his cycling kit on, and this tree came down, made his van, squashed it in half, came down on him while he was pulling up his cycling trousers, and pinned him to his van. His mate came along and pulled him out. So, destructive incidents. In those circumstances, no one was hurt. Destruction to property, but not to life. But that isn't always the case. Storms do have incidents and consequences, as we know, that are heartbreaking and very, very sad. So that's weather storms. We have life storms, don't we, as well? We've had the life storm, and we're still living through it, of the pandemic. And all that did to us, that storm that we raged through, and the consequences of it. We have storms as individuals in our lives, facing events in our families, facing events in our own health, facing events in our own lives. We've all been through those storms, and some of us I know are in the midst of those storms at this time. We have storms of worry within the world, of conflict, of war, and we're on the edge of that storm. And we're worried. We're worried. Storms. Part of the journey. Part of the journey. I did a placement a few years ago in Leeds at what was called the Lighthouse. It's part of St George's Crypt. And I'll just read you a description of it. This is in the Leeds Lent Prayer Diary, description of the Lighthouse. It's within the crypt. Lighthouse, West Yorkshire. It's a fresh expression of church reaching out to those who are battered and bruised by the storms of life. Storms such as homelessness, addiction, offending, and mental ill health. And at Lighthouse, a safe haven, a place of belonging, and a supportive and hope-filled community is there. And it really is there. It really, really is. People in very difficult circumstances drawn together as a community of love and faith and care. And the prayer that they've asked for as part of the Lent booklet here is that our hope and prayer for this coming year is that we can keep journeying with our brothers and sisters in Christ as they encounter God's transforming love through the Lighthouse community. So do keep the Lighthouse in your prayers. Look it up on the internet. You'll find lots of details about it. A wonderful community. Like our community, a wonderful community. Where we suffer, don't we? We suffer. We have those storms. And we take care of each other. And God is always ever present. They sing at every service. Well, they certainly used to, every service. They sing that Rod Stewart song, I Am Sailing. Yeah, could have a little song now if you want. Get our matches out and sway to We Are Sailing. We're sailing to be near you, to be free. And then another part of the song is, can you hear me through the dark night? Can you hear me through that dark night? And that we're sailing through stormy waters to be near you, to be free. And that lighthouse is that guiding light. As they journey to that place of safety, that guiding light in the stormy times in their life and our life on our journey. Knowing that God is with us. The disciples asked, didn't they? Who is this man? We just read, who is this, they ask. Well, who is this? Emmanuel, God is with us. And that is such an apt time for us to think of that. Here we are in the midst of our church year. We're looking at Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us, that human baby in all Jesus' humanity, born with us to share our humanity. And yet we're looking quite closely now, getting ever closer to Easter as we work through Lent, to that divinity that God is ever with us. The divine has touched us, and Easter lets us know that year by year, day by day. The disciples saw Jesus' humanity on that boat. His human body in its weakness. He was tired, probably absolutely exhausted, and his body needed sleep. He was asleep on the boat with all that storm happening. He wasn't worried. He was sleeping. His body was tired. The disciples weren't sleeping. They were frightened, and they woke him up, didn't they? And then Jesus showed his divinity. He is God. He created the world. He has authority over it, over the wind and the sea. And he calmed it instantly. For as we know, nothing is impossible for God. God is with us. There's that lighthouse in that storm. Thy will be done. That's the final thing I want to talk about today. Thy will be done. What did Jesus say to them? Where is your faith? He asked. They're in awe. Who is he who commands the wind and the sea and they obey? And as we've heard, Jesus suggested that boat trip. God's journey was planned for them. He took them, those experienced fishermen, to a level above normal. They'd have been used to storms, but not that bad. That ferocious storm, that squall, the worst it gets on the Sea of Galilee. Yet God was with them, Emmanuel. He was with them all the way. They'd have known, the disciples, from the Bible. They'd have read Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. When you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. And up to that point, the waters had been rough. On that day, they feared for their lives. Where's your trust? Where's your faith? Jesus asked. Trust in the Lord always. We hear, we sing. And at our darkest moments, when we feel we are just hanging on by a thread, and we're taken to the edge of what we can bear, God is in that storm with us. He's with us. Let's remember the footsteps in the sand, you'll all know. God's by our side, and we see in those footsteps, two footsteps walking alongside, and then there's just one. You left me, God. So the story goes, no, I carried you. God is with us through those tough storms, through those tough times. We can't be lost to him. Never. We're always held in the palm of his hand, under the shelter of his wings, always. Yet thy will be done, not our will. And that's where faith and trust is what is needed. Not our will. Where's your faith? Where's your faith, Jesus says? It will be stormy. You wanted a pleasant boat trip. You had plans for your day, your trip, your journey, your life. You have plans. Yet thy will be done. God is with us wherever our stormy times take us. And we can be taken to places and outcomes and endings that we did not pray for and we did not plan for. Yet thy will be done, as we're taught, as we say, on earth as it is in heaven. So may we keep trusting in faith, knowing that God is with us, trusting that God's plan is for good. His light will shine. God will prevail in the enormity of eternity. And may we trust in that plan, God's eternal plan, in the moment when we're hanging on by that thread, when we're on the edge, the enormity of God's eternal plan for goodness. We hear in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, I will never desert you, nor will I forsake you. In Romans chapter 8, verse 38, which Jean chose for her celebration of her life, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Let us trust in faith in God's perspective, his big picture. Let us in faith keep our faith focus on God's eternal sovereignty and love, knowing that God will never forsake us. Whatever happens, he will never, ever desert us. Amen.